Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. 1 year ago, he was sworn into an unprecedented fifth term as mayor of the city of Boston. And tonight, Thomas Menino takes the stage yet again at historic Faneuil Hall to deliver his State of the City address. It's been a tough year for the mayor, with several hospitalizations and a couple of surgeries. In many ways, it's been a tough year for the city of Boston, too. Boston's economic fortunes remain tied down by the national economy. The budget has been tight. City Councilor Chuck Turner was convicted of corruption and removed from office. And 2010 saw a surprising rise in the city's homicide rate, a fact Menino acknowledges.
Even with the homicide rate higher than it's been in years, our violent crime numbers are down.
However, Menino has had his successes. The city finally came to an agreement with the firefighters union. The mayor established a new innovation district on the South Boston waterfront. And he raised $300,000 for his 2013 reelection campaign. Is he seriously considering another run? Well, joining us to help answer that question and preview the mayor's annual report card is Boston Phoenix political reporter David Bernstein. Welcome back to Radio Boston, David.
Glad to be here.
So let's start with the mayor's health and concerns about his health. He suffered a couple injuries and illnesses over the past year, but how is he doing now?
I haven't seen him just recently, but I'm told that he's getting around very well. I know he is going to want to present a picture of health tonight, you know, with everyone looking. He wants to put to rest any of those rumors about his health. He is wearing a brace on one leg from the recent surgery. He had surgery for some orthopedic issues on his knee, unrelated, I think, to the original injury from a year ago. So he apparently has a brace that makes it a little awkward, I guess. So he's walking around, but you may see a little bit of a limp or, you know, awkward walk when he's walking to the podium, but that's about it.
But I hear he plans to nevertheless stand to deliver his address and present that picture of robust Menino health.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What kind of message does he want to send with that?
Well, there's no question that, there's always talk around City Hall about the mayor, about 2013. You know, is he going to run again? What's going to happen? Is he going to do a full term, or is there perhaps going to be some reasons that he may have to leave early? And the more time that he has spent, you know, with these little issues, the issue with his arm infection and the leg surgery, even though those don't seem to have any kind of, you know, long-term impact to someone's health, they just get the tongues wagging. And believe me, the tongues have been wagging inside City Hall. So.
Well, that $300,000 addition to his campaign fund last year, that's got to have tongues wagging too.
Yeah, although that's not, that's sort of, to me, sort of a typical year after the election pace for him, not a gear up for re-election pace. It's not, believe it or not, that's not an extraordinary amount for the mayor to be able to raise if he's serious about it. I think it shows at least that he is staying in that ballgame, that he is still raising money, which means at the very least he wants to maintain a political operation on the side, if not actually run again, which may be a decision he hasn't made yet.
Well, in the past year, the mayor has actually come down on the unpopular side of many city issues. I mean, he announced that 7.5% property tax increase, the Boston Public Schools plan to close several schools, and even eyeing branches of the public library. So he's got that part of 2010 to sort of look upon going forward. What do you make of the fact that he's made so many unpopular decisions?
I think that he does seem to be more willing now, coming off of that re-election, to challenge the city in that sense, you know, and I think that we saw that, you know, recently he gave an annual speech to the local Chamber of Commerce, and he talked very exclusively about education issues, and really in a way that was going to clearly not make a lot of fans in the Boston Teachers Union and maybe with some of the parents around the city, but he wants to make clear. I think he's really willing at this point to do things for the long term that he thinks may not be popular now.
You know, the other entity that the mayor has had to deal with is, of course, the Boston City Council. The relationship there has been enervating, or energizing, I should say. Keeps people on their toes. He's got a new city council president to deal with because Councillor Mike Ross, due to term limits, had to step down from the presidency there. Stephen Murphy was chosen as the new president. So do you see this as a possible point of evolution between in the relationship between the mayor and the city council?
There are a couple ways to look at it, and Murph's a great guy. He knows the budget stuff.
You're so such an insider, you call him Murph.
I call him Murph. People call, you know. Mike Ross has really, over the last couple of years, I think, led a very energized city council. It really tried to insert itself in issues like the firefighters council that you meant, firefighters contract that you mentioned at the top. He now, because they have 2-year limits, successive terms, so he had to step down. The interesting thing was the battle of who was going to come next, because, of course, with the tongues wagging about whether Menino may not finish his full term, you know, who knows what the health issues may be. None of the councilors who want to become mayor want someone else to be in that president's seat who would then become mayor in the condition of a vacancy. So there's a lot of behind the scenes about that. I would say that Murphy is seen more positively by Menino, but not necessarily a complete turnaround.
Well, briefly, the last question I want to ask you is one we hinted to at the start of the show, and that's about the rise in the homicide rate in Boston. While the mayor rightly points out that overall violent crime is actually down. Is there what's the concern here coming out of the mayor's office about these opposing factoids about crime in the city of Boston?
Yeah, there are sort of odd things, and maybe he'll give some explanation in his speech tonight about why he thinks the homicides have increased, you know, whether it's specific, you know, gang-related or some kind of specific thing that is not translating into wider spread crime. I think that he does have to address it pretty seriously in the speech tonight, especially because Governor Patrick specifically talked about public safety and that kind of urban violence issue in his inaugural speech as something that he wants to address. That sort of puts the spotlight on the cities of what are you doing, and, you know, at least to some degree in his speech, I think Menino has to address that.
David Bernstein, the political reporter for the Boston Phoenix, thank you so much for coming back in.
Always a pleasure.
Well, when we come back, it's almost the 1-year anniversary of the earthquake that leveled Haiti. We'll check in with members of Boston's Haitian community to find out what their lives and the lives of their loved ones are like now. Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.